we're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim has a footnote. He says, "V'nireli, ma shamar katuv betitecha lo." The pasuk says that a person should give the poor. Naton titen lo velo yeira levavecha, and you shouldn't feel ill-hearted. You shouldn't feel badly betitecha lo when you give him. So the Chafetz Chaim says, why does the pasuk say betitecha lo as you give him? Haynu ki yadua, that's because it's known. Shemiteva ha'adam lo yirtze liten tzedakah la'ani rak bepam achat. The nature of man, we're all this way, that a person only wants to give tzedakah once. Aval im yuchach liten la'ani haze be'atzmo od pam achar pam, lemashal ad mea pamim. But let's say the same guy comes back to you time and again and again and again, and he's really poor, he really needs your help. But you end up being in a situation where you give him again and again to the same person. Even though you know technically he's poor, you have to give him. Even so, when it comes time to give him, you're not as comfortable. You're giving the same person, and he needs it, and you know he needs it. But it's hard for us to give the same person again and again. Only after you've actually given over the money, only then does a person find it within himself to say to himself, the pasuk comes and says like this. A person, after he's given it, sometimes he says, okay, I've given it already. What help is it going to be if I feel bad that I've given it to him? So what happens is, it's a smaller mitzvah when a person gives in such a way. So the pasuk says, Naton titen. Why does the pasuk say, give you shall give him? To tell you, even if he needs 100 times, you have a mitzvah to help him 100 times. I mean, we're talking about a person that really needs. There are situations where families are taken down under, a guy makes a bad investment, sometimes a person loses his job, sometimes a person has someone ill in the family. There can be situations where a person has a stretch, a long period of time where they need help, and then you have a mitzvah to give them time and again, as many times as they need, and obviously you can afford to give them. Then the Torah continues and says, "V'lo yeira levavecha betitecha lo." You shouldn't feel badly when you give him. The Torah is stressing, don't wait till after you've given him to say to yourself, why should I feel bad? I already gave it. Before you give him, at the time that you give him, the Torah says, Al yira levavcha, don't feel badly as you're giving it to him. Very often we're that way. We feel like, okay, I'll give it. And then we give it, and after we give it, we say, okay, I've given it, why should I feel bad? Okay, we move on with life. Comes the Torah and says, Lo yira levavcha betitecha lo, as you give it, don't feel bad. Ki biglal hadavar hazeh perush, ki halo be'emet hamotem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us, really, you have to recognize it's not your money. Hashem gave you that money, it's His money. Ve'anu notnim lo mishelo. And really, we're just using Hashem's money to do what Hashem told us to do with it. וביחתו של הקדוש ברוך הוא לאדם עבור זה יהיה העיקר רק עבור בחירתו וצונו לטוב. And Hashem says, I'll bless you if you give. But I'll bless you because you've given with a good heart, because you're happy you've given. שאלו היה אז בידו בחירה שלא לעשות רצון השם יתברך. What's the big deal when we give tzedakah? Really, Hashem says, it's my money. I made him poor today, I can make someone else poor the other day. All I'm doing is I'm saying, right now I've put the money in your hands, you have a responsibility to use it wisely and help other people with it. So Hashem says, so then what are you getting credit for if it's all my money? You're doing tzedakah with my money, so what's your credit? Your credit is that I give you free choice to decide what you'll do with it. V'lachen im mityashev benafsho be'et asiyat ha-mitzvah gufa. So Hashem is saying, so to speak, if a person takes heart, and when he does the mitzvah, sheyesh lo adayin b'chira b'zeh, when he still has control, to give to the poor or not to give to the poor, when he's still in control, umitgaber al yitzro b'libo kedei lasot ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he overcomes himself and does it with happiness. He says, I'm doing what Hashem wants. Az bevada yavol obracha maKadosh Baruch Hu gam ba'olam hazeh. Then Hashem blesses him in this world. Uchmo shekatuv, yivarecha Hashem lokecha bechol ma'asecha. As the verse promises, Hashem will bless you whatever you do. Masha'enken. But on the contrary, in be'eta siyata mitzvah yerali bo leze, if when a person is performing the mitzvah, he doesn't take control of his feelings. He comes to the mitzvah and he's thinking, shucks, I wish I could get out of this. I've given him a million times. Why am I giving him again? And when it comes time to give him, he does it, but he does it with a bad feeling. And then after he's given it, when he no longer has the money, so then he says, okay, you know, I've given it, fine, it's a good cause, I've given it, let me be happy with it. So then Hashem says, I don't promise you blessing. The blessing is promised, ki biglal hadavar hazeh, because of this. What's this? Lo yera levavcha betitecha lo. That a person doesn't have a bad heart when he's giving it. The fact that after he's given it, that after the fact he comes to terms with it and he's calm, that's nature. The key here is lo yera levavcha, not to have a bad heart, betitecha, as you're giving it, when you're still in control. Then Hashem says, if you've done it with a smile, not only on your face, but also in your heart, then Hashem says, I'll bless you. Ve'en kavanatenu shlo yelo ha-mitzvah klal, rak shebezeh maktin ha-mitzvah. Obviously, we don't mean that if a person gives tzedakah, but he has a hard time with it, that he doesn't get a mitzvah. Obviously, he does get a mitzvah. It's just not as big a mitzvah. The big mitzvah is that when a person gives tzedakah, he could be happy at the time that he's giving, and not just after the fact.